Agents of Change.
Young people of today seem to already know things that most older generations have only realized later in life. It's not about intelligence, it's all about first-hand experience. The 21st century teenagers are growing up overwhelmed by the everyday reality of ecological breakdown. The climate anxiety, fueled by the terrifying pollution, alarming degradation of the natural world, and intense heat waves, is telling them that the planet has to be their first priority. One of them, a 14-year-old North American teenager, Jamie Margolin, decided to deal with her own climate anxiety by organizing public demonstrations in her hometown of Seattle, Washington. She demanded action to be taken to address climate change. However, when the summer of 2017 rolled around, the possibility of that change happening anytime soon seemed more distant than ever. Instead of enjoying her well-deserved break with her friends, she witnessed how climate change fueled wildfires in Canada, blew smoke over the Pacific Northwest, and coated their hometown in a thick gray smog, making a lot of them sick. It didn't take long for Jamie to grow frustrated with the inaction of elected officials and lack of real change to address climate change. But once again, she wasn't going to sit still. That summer, she started gathering her friends, and together they started organizing something big, something that would become too hard to ignore. At the young age of 15, she decided to start her own climate organization, Zero Hour. She convinced her friends to join her in her efforts to educate others about climate change. By using hashtag ThisIsZeroHour, they hope to send out the message that there is no more time to waste and that action must be taken as soon as possible. They began organizing small mobilizations, events, and even campaigns to bring youth voices to world leaders, all while being a bunch of kids just trying to survive high school. Only a year later, in July of 2018, the teenagers were facing their biggest challenge yet. For the past few months, they had been organizing the Youth Climate March in Washington, D.C., and in 25 other cities around the globe. However, on the day of the protest, it was pouring rain, threatening that people would simply not show up. Still, Jamie held up a blue banner that said Youth for Climate Action Now, and soon several hundred people stood beside her, all of them soaking wet. But even with the paint on their banners slowly becoming harder to read, their message was heard. A month later, and half a world away, another teenager began her own strike for climate outside the Swedish parliament. Greta Thunberg quickly motivated her peers all over Europe to join the school strikes, and the movement grew to what we now know as Fridays for Future. And the same people who first organized the Zero Hour marches in 2018 are now helping Fridays for Future organize their own strikes. And because of the young climate strikers, such as Jamie and Greta, the unlikely heroes, millions of children and teenagers have been walking out of classrooms and marching in the streets to demand action on climate change, in the largest mobilizations for climate that we have ever seen. And the world is finally taking notice. This is Clara from Slovenia for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.